mixing it up, is that the key so that he doesn't know where it's coming from or what's coming?
You got to do a little bit of everything, but you really can't really focus on them as much as focusing on yourself. We can't go out there and have a bunch of mental errors. We can't go out there and have no busted coverages or no big-time runs or anything like that. So we got to make them try to earn every yard and like try to make it as physical a game as possible and go out there and play hard.
Do you think he's back to his MVP form? I mean, because he had the year off. It seemed like, you know, early the Jets blitzed him, and he was out of rhythm a little bit.
He's Tom Brady, man. Any given moment, he can go out there and put up 30 to 40 points. So, man, we're going to have our hands full.
You guys are on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Seems like nationally you're starting to get some pubs, some attention. What's your reaction?
It don't matter. It doesn't matter at all. We got to continue to stay humble, continue to put forth our best effort during the week and then carry over to the game. But Sports Illustrated and the other the national attention that we're starting to get, it doesn't matter.
These brown helmets make you feel like back in Cleveland?
Of course not. I never want to feel like that. I'm enjoying my time here. So, when we played Cleveland, I had some good times there. I met a lot of great people, but I'm definitely fortunate to be here now.
What's your reaction to the uni stuff that you'll be wearing this week?
I'm kind of old school, so it don't matter what we play in. It don't really matter.
Is this the biggest test you guys face defensively against this offense?
I mean, every week it presents its own challenges. Being that they have all these, you know, top name guys, of course, you know, they have a lot of weapons. Every week's a challenge, and they present their own challenge.
You sense this is more than just a game for the coach?
I don't really think so. We go out and try to prepare our best to win every week, and we're trying to get a win this week.
How about Josh going against the guy who he learned so much from?
Like I said, he's trying to get a win. I mean, you know, if we win, I'm pretty sure it'll rank up there for him personally. But, he's not letting it out. I mean, leading us on to think that it's, this game is bigger than another game. It's another game that we need to win, that we're trying to win.
Andre, what would you say if you had to pick a couple things out as the biggest key to why his defense has been able to do it?
Our coaches have us well prepared. I mean, very well prepared. And it starts, you know, today. They spend countless hours breaking down the opponent, and they present put us in the best position to try to succeed. And like I said, it starts today, and it starts throughout the week, and we go out there and we try to execute it.
But you can draw it up all you want. It's execution. I mean, what in terms of the execution are you guys doing particularly well that you think is taking you to this point, like number one deep?
I mean, we try to make teams one-dimensional. We take pride in stopping the run, and if we feel like we can stop the run, we can, you know, let our guys go out there and eat. Our pass rushers rush the pass, and our cover guys cover. So, it's working out pretty good right now. We have a long ways to go. We be very critical of ourselves after we watch the game. I mean, after we play the game, we come here on Monday, we be very critical, and we know we made a lot of mistakes that we need to clean up.